find out what the coach says. Potawatomi Casino Hotel with the Shaka Smart post-game show. Congratulations. Say whatever you want, as long as you want.
Man, I'm happy to win on senior day, fellas.
Just what Tony said.
Yeah, for whatever reason, the conference likes to schedule, you know, a team trying to win the league in our last game. You guys know how the last couple have gone. Last year was a heartbreaker in overtime. Just happy for Chase, Ben. Those guys hung in there. Those two big threes by Chase. It seems like this year a lot of those balls have gone in and out for us. And then the guys defensively against UConn, they're a hard team to defend. So I thought the guys did a great job keeping them off balance.
And, Coach, your defense showed again that it has officially turned the corner. You guys are a different animal defensively now. You're giving problems to everyone.
Well, you know, I told the guys we control our focus, we control our effort, we control our spirit. And, you know, we had to kind of hang in there through some twists and turns in this game. Mm-hmm. Terrace Reed is tough to handle on the glass. They hurt us. But the guys did a great job making them miss.
Right.
You know, to force them to three for 24 from outside was a huge, obviously, difference maker for us. And then we did get some big rebounds late.
And did you do you talk about like other guys? Because I was saying like the one shot James had in the corner. I go, man, he needs more of those where somebody else is getting him a shot.
Yeah.
He's so used to working hard and getting other people a shot or himself a shot. But it's good to see other guys on the ball and getting him a good look.
Well, that was a big key when we had Tyler, you know, and I thought that was an area that allowed Tyler to keep developing. Is
right.
Oso and Cam kept getting better at creating offense for him.
Yeah.
We got a ways to go for that, but. Actually, I appreciate the fact that our guys were able to stay together and win the game despite some misses late there that kept us from pulling away.
And I would love the stretch I looked at. You're down four with 15 minutes to go. And then the next 8 minutes, you gave up one basket and two free throws.
Yeah,
8 minutes.
You know, we kept changing defenses because we had to find a way to keep them off balance. And I thought that at least slowed them down in their actions, because if you just play man-to-man every possession, they're going to, you know, screen you to death. Yeah. And so I thought our guys did a good job switching back and forth.
And they got to Reed early in the game, early in the second half, and then you eliminated it. It didn't. I bet the last maybe 15 minutes of each half, that was no longer an issue. How?
The zone-to-man helped us with that because, you know, most of their actions against zone are perimeter-oriented. As opposed to when you're in man-to-man, they can run stuff to get the ball inside. So that helped us, and then we were able to hold on for dear life, you know, at the end of some of the possessions.
And everybody knows, you know, the whole season, these things, and they went the other way, and today it didn't.
Well, the guys believed, you know, in the huddle, in the last media timeout, you could see in their eyes that they really believed. And, you know, when you have genuine love, care, and trust, then you have a chance. Then you just got to believe. And that's been something that our guys have really done a good job developing over time.
But I would say anybody else, and they're saying it, you don't want to play this Marquette team. You win by 22 at home over Providence. And I would easy for me to say the same Marquette team showed up here. Clearly, Connecticut's way, way, way better. And you beat them.
Well, the guys, again, they believed and they kept fighting. When you put 40 minutes together where you don't lose your mind for a 2, 3, 4, 5 minute stretch. It sounds crazy, but that really, really gives you a chance to win. And then we made some big shots. NJ's three in the corner, Chase's two threes. Ben Gold's tip dunk was phenomenal. That was probably the basket of the game.
That was Tony Smith, and you agree. It isn't the first time, won't be the last. At half, now Tony just nailed it. At half, James and Stevens have so many points. He says somebody else has to score.
Yep.
Parham became that guy.
Yeah, Parham did a great job in the second half attacking. You know, Chase.
And then Tony said, now we got to get Chase involved.
Yes.
And he.
Well, listen, guys, the last time we were sitting here talking after a home game, we came up short because, you know, we just had a few guys that weren't at their best and struggled. But today we got key contributions really from everyone that went in the game. Mm-hmm. And it's no coincidence we won the game.
Senior day is what is the first thought you had, the first thought Tony had. It's that big.
Oh, it's a big deal, you know, and I think, you know, nowadays some people don't think it is. But the reality is at programs like ours, the seniors really, really matter because they've invested so much. They've been a part of a lot of success in their first few years. And, you know, this is their program. They've made it their own. This is their school. They've made it their own. And it will never not be home for them. So the last time you play in Fiserv Forum, it absolutely matters. And today is a day that those four guys will never forget.
I think everybody here will never forget. I said 20 years ago, the Marquette team shocked the world by beating then unbeaten in number two UConn. And now you got two games to never forget, understanding how special that program is.
Absolutely. They've got a heck of a team, and our guys did a good job just not backing down for 40 minutes.
I'm glad we could do it in front of Donnie Marshall, my guy. I hope you gave him a little bit of needling there, Coach.
Well, as much as he could be, Donnie was happy for us.
Do you have any idea? I mean, it's Wednesday, but the seeding and what game you would play?
I think it depends on the game tonight. So right. I think if Providence wins, then we would be the 8 seed, and we'd play Butler in the first game. And if Georgetown wins, we'd be the 7 seed, and we would play Xavier in the second game. There you go. You guys are supposed to know that before me.
No.
You're the media member.
No,
members.
I don't want to know.
He knew it. That's all he's been talking about.
No, it didn't. I said, I'm going to be like a coach. Someone asked me, go, talk to me tomorrow. I'm enjoying this one for the rest of the day. Isn't that what you say?
Amen. Let's enjoy this game.
Yes. Yep. Congratulations. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Marquette head coach Shaka Smart, again, brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel, the Midwest best casino. Grab the dial and crank it up because Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee is spinning its winning hits collection through March. You could win a share of over $1 million in prizes. You could also win one of three Ford vehicles. Grand finale drawings on the 27th, only at Potawatomi. More info online. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play. More postgame coming up. Marquette over UConn, 68-62. This Marquette basketball from Learfield.